Investors are taking their money from humans and handing them to robots at a rate not seen since the depths of the last financial crisis. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Now, investors can pick their own. They can pay extra to get an expert to pick for them, or they can put money into an automated index where you don't beat the market. Your money is the market. There's new data from the investment research firm Morningstar that people pulled nearly $22 billion out of actively managed funds in June. At the same time, folks put nearly $9 billion into passively managed funds, often index funds that do whatever, say, the S&P 500 is doing, and nothing more. This may have a lot to do with investment fees. To go deeper, let's turn to Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor in St. Paul. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, so we're part of this. We cover the story that some of the biggest investment funds, supposedly the most savvy, have been moving away from paying the fees associated with using an expert to pick what's in the portfolio and turning to what? Cheaper computers?
Yes, in essence, is exactly what they're doing. The real key with index funds is the low fees. Because you're not paying a professional money manager and for his or her judgment and an army of researchers that are pouring through and they're going to buy this stock that's undervalued. And by the way, you know, the market is the most competitive marketplace in the world. So there's lots of actively managed funds out there and their army of researchers trying to figure this out. And they charge you a high fee, a very high fee in order to do that. And what the evidence is overwhelming, David, is because you pay very, very low fees, a couple of dollars for every $10,000 that you put into an index fund, you outperform year after year the actively managed funds.
You know, Chris, another little piece of this Morningstar data that we have now is that some people are a little bit leery of the market in general because $21 billion goes out of the actively managed funds. Almost $9 billion goes into the passive funds, but that means somebody took money off the table altogether.
Well, we're going through a very volatile time. It seems like something's happening every single day. I mean, Turkey being one of the latest eruptions, and you had Brexit, and now you have the presidential election. So I think it's not surprising that people are pulling some money off the table. And then I think there is this aspect of it, David. I don't know if you'd agree. It's like, you know, if I'm going to stay invested in the market, and all right, I'm convinced that if I'm saving for retirement, I have to have some of my money in stocks. I just don't want to pay somebody a lot of money to underperform this index. So the only thing I can control in this crazy world we live in when it comes to investing is how much I pay someone to manage my money. So what I'm going to do is just pay a really low fee and probably do okay.
All right. Very interesting perspective. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is based in St. Paul. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
For a lot of the country, this is peak season for golfing, but in the Southwest, it's the opposite. High temperature keeps golfers off the links, while water and upkeep costs the constrained maintenance budgets. Now, in Phoenix, Jimmy Jenkins has this report on how courses in hot climates try to make ends meet.
Great shot there. At the Tournament Players Club in Scottsdale, it's noon, and the temperature on the first tee, 105 degrees.
Coming back in the middle.
This kind of weather brings out two types of golfers, the passionate, like Dennis Binaco.
I don't play in the rain, and I won't play when it's cold, but when it's hot, I'll play all the time.
And the, shall we say, thrifty, like Arkot Premkumar.
Price is the most important thing. And
because he's cheap.
I mean, everybody likes a nice deal.
And today, Premkumar is getting a great deal. In peak season, the fall and winter, it costs more than $300 to play here. But in the summer, 18 holes in a cart will only set you back $85. Course pro Doug Hodge says it's a chance for higher handicappers to play on the same turf as the greatest in the game.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth played here in 15, Jason Day, the list goes on and on.
But it costs a lot to keep a championship course looking green in the middle of the desert.
We need to do everything we can every day to maximize green fee cart fee revenues. even a little bit of revenue is better than none for our operation.
Like a lot of courses, the Players Club uses an online booking service to fill tee times. Will McIntosh is with the booking service Golf Now.
We make their tee time inventory available to golfers so that they can search for the particular date and time that they want to play golf.
So 6 a.m. on Saturday, when the temperature is only 95 degrees, will cost you more than noon on Sunday. But for smaller courses, the grass isn't always as green. In fact, at the Apache Sun Golf Club east of Phoenix, the fairways are completely brown. Superintendent Rory Van Pocky closes the course every summer from May to October and lets the grass die.
But we close to reduce our water cost and reduce our expenses to maintain a profitable operation.
But Van Pocky says his fairways will be green again and ready for the snowbirds' return this fall. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.
And one more number here, the market value, stock price times the number of stocks of the Japanese gaming company Nintendo has more than doubled this month. That means Nintendo is now worth more than the media and technology conglomerate Sony. Here's BBC business correspondent Russell Padmore.
Nintendo shares soared more than 14% today, making the company worth more than $42 billion. Last Friday, Nintendo's 20-year Pokemon franchise helped the firm set a record for the most shares ever traded in a day in Japan. The game, which has sparked a global frenzy, has also driven other shares higher. McDonald's Japanese arm has seen its stock soar after it started giving away Pokemon figurines.
I'll never forget during the original non-digital Pokemon craze, my little son telling me the value of the cardboard Pokemon cards would never go down, implying they had intrinsic worth and it would be worth paying anything for them. That, young man, was your first lesson in the stock market. I'm David Brancaccio, the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.